meditation has no purpose, no objective, except to be entirely here and now. It isn't something you do to improve yourself, to get ahead in the world, or to prepare yourself for life. For the division of time into past, present, and future is a trick of words and numbers. All memories and expectations exist now, and now only, because now is what there is and all that there is. We could say that the past flows back from now, like the wake from the prow of a ship, and then just like the wake vanishes. As the wake doesn't drive the ship, the past does not propel or move the present. Unless you, here and now, want to insist that it does, and so give yourself a perpetual alibi for every kind of irresponsibility. But I'm not preaching. That would be a diversion from our feeling centered in this eternal here and now, from feeling it directly as the reality. Again then, just let all sounds going on play upon your eardrums without trying to name, identify, or locate them. Relax your tongue. Let it just float in your lower jaw. Close your eyes. If you're still thinking in words or calculating about this, that, and the other, which you're supposed to be doing, don't try to stop it. Just let your mind do whatever it likes. And hear its chatter as if you were listening to rippling water. So then, we're going to try and find out and feel what we mean by the word now. Not the idea, but the actual sensation. Get it? Like that? Or this? Are these two different kinds of now? One, a short, sharp pop, and the other, a long, continuous boom. Is now a split second, or is it a drawn-out expanse of sensation?